Did you know that the secret to transforming your life's biggest challenges into your greatest opportunities might have been discovered over 2,000 years ago? Imagine facing life's storms with a calm so powerful that nothing could shake your inner peace. Sounds like a superpower, right? Well, it's not just a fantasy. This ancient superpower is an age-old philosophy that's as practical today as it was in the bustling markets and marble halls of ancient Rome and Greece. Stoicism teaches us that while we can't control every aspect of our lives, we have absolute power over how we choose to react. In today's world, where uncertainty seems to be the only certainty, these teachings could be the anchor we've all been searching for. What if I told you that Stoicism is more about action than thought? It's about living a life filled with purpose, resilience, and happiness, no matter what life throws your way. It's not about suppressing your emotions, but understanding and managing them to lead a more fulfilling life. So whether you're dealing with stress, facing adversity, or simply looking to find more joy in the everyday, stick around. Today, we're diving deep into Stoicism, uncovering its timeless wisdom, and discovering how it can transform not just the way we think, but the way we live. If you're eager to embark on this journey of transformation, don't forget to subscribe, share, and hit that like button. Stick with me till the end, without skipping, because every moment of this video is a step towards uncovering the Stoic wisdom that can change your life. 1. Focusing on what's in your control. Have you ever found yourself stuck in traffic, fuming over the delay, or scrolling through your phone only to get upset over a negative comment someone left on your post? It happens to the best of us. It's almost like our day-to-day life is filled with these little tests, challenging our mood and our peace of mind at every turn. But here's a game-changing perspective from the world of Stoicism that can turn all that frustration on its head. Stoicism, this incredible philosophy that dates back to ancient Greece and Rome, hands us a powerful tool. Focusing on what's in our control. The great Stoic philosopher Epictetus once said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." Think about that for a second. Traffic, bad weather, negative comments. These are all outside our control. We can't change them, no matter how much we wish we could. What we can change, however, is how we react to them. This idea isn't just ancient wisdom. It's backed by modern psychology too. Carl Jung, a giant in the field of psychology, famously stated, "I am not what happened to me. I am what I choose to become." This aligns perfectly with the Stoic practice. It's about recognizing that the only real power we have is over our own reactions, thoughts, and actions. Let's break it down a bit. Say you're in that traffic jam, late for an important meeting. You can spend that time stewing in anger, honking your horn, and stressing out, which, let's be honest, won't make the cars ahead move any faster. Or you can take a deep breath, accept the situation, and maybe use the time to listen to a podcast, an audiobook, or simply enjoy some music. The traffic hasn't changed, but your response to it has. And with that shift, your stress levels drop, and your day looks a bit brighter. This Stoic principle of focusing on what you can control extends far beyond just dealing with traffic or weather. It applies to our personal goals, our reactions to others, and our approach to obstacles in life. As Marcus Aurelius, another Stoic heavyweight, reminds us, you have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength. So next time you find yourself getting worked up over something outside your control, remember these wise words from our Stoic friends. Ask yourself, is this within my control? If it's not, let it go. Focus on your reaction, your mindset, and your actions. This simple shift can have a profound impact on your stress levels and overall happiness. It's not always easy, but it's worth practicing every day. Remember, it's about progress, not perfection. As we learn to focus more on what's in our control, we'll find ourselves not just surviving life's challenges, but thriving in spite of them. 2. Embracing obstacles as opportunities. Stoicism teaches us the art of embracing obstacles as opportunities. It sounds counterintuitive, right? Most of us are programmed to view obstacles as just that, barriers to our success and happiness. But Stoics like Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus flip this narrative on its head. They tell us that when life throws you a curveball, instead of asking, "Why me?" ask, "What can I learn?" This is a game changer. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, penned in his personal writings, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." What he means here is that every obstacle, no matter how daunting, not only tests our resilience, but also teaches us valuable lessons. It's about finding the silver lining in tough situations and using it to fuel our growth. This perspective isn't just ancient philosophy. It's backed by modern thinkers too. The famous psychologist Carl Jung said, "What you resist persists." By fighting against obstacles, we give them more power over us. But by accepting and learning from them, we can overcome them. This Stoic mindset is about transforming challenges into stepping stones towards becoming stronger and wiser. Let's make it practical. Say you're facing rejection from job applications. It's easy to fall into a spiral of self-pity and doubt. But what if you viewed each rejection as feedback? Maybe there's a skill you need to improve, or a new strategy for your job search. That shift in perspective can turn a series of rejections into a path for professional development. Another example is personal conflicts. They're uncomfortable and stressful, but they also offer a chance to practice patience, empathy, and communication skills. Embracing obstacles as opportunities is about finding growth in every challenge. Every disagreement is an opportunity to understand different viewpoints and to refine our conflict resolution abilities. The essence of embracing obstacles as opportunities lies in asking ourselves, "What can this situation teach me?" Instead of being passive victims of circumstance, we become active learners and problem solvers. This doesn't mean that facing obstacles becomes easy, but it does mean that we approach them with a mindset geared toward growth and learning. Epictetus once said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This is the heart of Stoicism. It's about seeing beyond the immediate pain or frustration of an obstacle and finding the lessons and opportunities it presents. So, when you're faced with a challenge, big or small, try to pause and reframe it. Ask yourself what you can learn from the situation and how it can make you stronger and wiser. Remember, obstacles aren't just hurdles to overcome, they're opportunities to grow. By adopting this Stoic mindset, we can navigate life's ups and downs with more grace, resilience, and wisdom. 3. Living in the present moment. It's something we hear about all the time, right? Live in the now. But what does that really mean? And why is it so important? Living in the present moment is about fully embracing and experiencing where you are at this very second. It's not letting your mind wander off to the worries of tomorrow or the regrets of yesterday. It's about realizing that life, with all its beauty, challenges, and surprises, happens in the now. This concept isn't new. It's been a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy, echoed by great minds like Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus. And it's been reiterated by modern psychologists and thinkers. Marcus Aurelius once said, "Do not dwell in the past. Do not dream of the future. Concentrate the mind on the present moment." He understood that the power of living in the present lies in its ability to ground us, to clear our minds of distractions, and to allow us to appreciate the richness of life as it unfolds. But why is it so hard to stay present? Our minds are often cluttered with thoughts, worries about what's next, or replaying things that have already happened. This constant mental noise pulls us away from the beauty and potential of the here and now. As the famous psychologist Carl Jung put it, "The least of things with a meaning is worth more in life than the greatest of things without it." Living in the present moment gives meaning to the small, everyday experiences, enriching our lives beyond measure. Aristotle talked about the importance of being mindful of the present to achieve eudaimonia, or a state of being happy, healthy, and prosperous. He believed that by focusing on the here and now, we could live a virtuous life, making the most of our human experience. So how can we practice living in the present? It starts with mindfulness, the art of paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you eat, savor each bite. When you walk, notice the feeling of the ground under your feet. Listen actively when someone is speaking to you, instead of planning what you're going to say next. These simple acts of mindfulness bring us back to the present, making our lives richer and more meaningful. Seneca offered this wisdom: "True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future." He understood that anxiety about what's to come or what has been only serves to diminish our happiness in the now. Living in the present isn't about ignoring the future or forgetting the past. It's about finding a balance where we learn from our past and plan for our future without letting those activities consume our present. It's in this balance that we find peace and contentment. Remember, every moment is an opportunity to reset and refocus on the now. It's in the present that we live, love, and make memories. So let's make a conscious effort to be more present in our lives. Let's cherish the now. For this moment right here is where life truly happens. Building self-discipline. I know the word self-discipline might bring to mind images of rigid schedules and a life devoid of fun, but let's reshape that picture together. Self-discipline is not about restricting your life. It's about empowering yourself to make choices that align with your deepest values and long-term aspirations. It's choosing what's right for you, not what's easy in the moment. At its core, building self-discipline is about mastery over ourselves. It's about saying yes to things that serve us and no to things that don't, even when it's tough. Think about it. whether it's sticking to a workout routine, saving money instead of impulse buying, or turning off Netflix to focus on a project, these choices might not deliver instant gratification, but they pave the way for long-term satisfaction and success. Stoic philosophy has a lot to say about self-discipline. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, once wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This powerful statement highlights the essence of self-discipline. It's about controlling our impulses, emotions, and actions despite the external temptations and distractions that life throws our way. Seneca offers wisdom on the subject too. He advises us to be steadfast and control our desires rather than being controlled by them. He understood that true freedom comes from within, from our ability to govern ourselves and our appetites. But why is self-discipline so critical? Aristotle, the ancient Greek philosopher, sheds light on this. He believed that we achieve excellence and virtue through habit. By practicing self-discipline, we cultivate habits that lead us toward our best selves. It's not about occasional acts of willpower, but about consistently making choices that reflect our values and goals. Building self-discipline also ties into modern psychological understanding. Carl Jung, a pioneer in psychology, emphasized the importance of integrating our values with our actions. Self-discipline is not merely about imposing restrictions on ourselves, but about creating a life that aligns with our deepest beliefs and long-term objectives. By developing self-discipline, we empower ourselves to make meaningful and deliberate choices, setting ourselves up for a fulfilling and purposeful life. All aspects of our personality must come together to live fully. This integration requires self-discipline as we navigate the desires of different parts of our psyche, choosing paths that contribute to our overall well-being and growth. So how can we build self-discipline in our daily lives? Start small. Pick one area you want to improve, whether it's your diet, exercise routine, or spending habits. Set clear, achievable goals and take it one day at a time. Remember, every time you make a choice that aligns with your goals, you're building the muscle of self-discipline. Epictetus reminds us, no great thing is created suddenly. Self-discipline is built through small, consistent actions. It's about progress, not perfection. Every day presents new opportunities to practice self-discipline, to choose actions that move us closer to who we want to be. Building self-discipline is a journey, finding balance between what we want now and what we want most. It's about making choices that might be hard in the moment, but will bring us closer to our goals, happiness, and peace in the long run. So let's commit to this journey together, supporting one another in choosing what's right, not what's easy. Remember, in the realm of self-discipline lies the path to achieving our dreams and living a life we truly love. When life throws its curveballs, we all experience a whirlwind of emotions. Feeling angry, sad, or frustrated is a natural part of being human. But here's the kicker. It's not just about the emotions we feel. It's about how we handle them. That's where the magic of emotional resilience comes in. Emotional resilience is like a superpower that allows us to navigate through life's storms with grace and come out stronger on the other side. It's about acknowledging our emotions, understanding them, and then taking positive steps to move forward. rather than being swept away by the tide of our feelings. The Stoics had a lot to say about this. Marcus Aurelius, for example, reminds us, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This profound insight touches the essence of emotional resilience. It's about recognizing that while we might not have control over what happens to us, we have control over how we respond. Our emotions don't have to control our actions. Seneca offers wisdom on facing adversity without losing our composure. He teaches that life's hardships are tests of our character and resilience. By facing our feelings with understanding and patience, we can grow wiser and more robust. But how do we develop this emotional resilience? It starts with self-awareness. Being mindful of our emotions and reactions helps us understand ourselves better. It's okay to feel what we're feeling, but instead of reacting impulsively, we can choose to respond in a way that aligns with our values and long-term well-being. Aristotle spoke about the golden mean, finding the balance between excess and deficiency. This concept applies beautifully to emotional resilience. It's about finding a balanced response to our emotions, not suppressing them or letting them overpower us. Carl Jung, a pioneer in psychology, emphasized the importance of integrating all aspects of our psyche to achieve wholeness. Part of this process involves confronting our emotions, understanding them, and learning from them. This is at the heart of developing emotional resilience. So what can you do when you're in the grip of strong emotions? First, give yourself permission to feel. Acknowledge your emotions without judgment. Then, take a step back and try to understand what triggered these feelings. This reflection can provide valuable insights into your emotional patterns and triggers. Epictetus said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This is a powerful reminder that our reactions to our emotions can shape our experiences. Instead of being reactive, we can choose to respond in a way that is constructive and healing. Developing emotional resilience is a journey. It involves practicing mindfulness, self-reflection, and patience. It's about building a toolkit of coping strategies like journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or practicing relaxation techniques. Most importantly, it's about treating yourself with kindness and compassion as you navigate through your emotions. Emotional resilience is not about never feeling negative emotions. It's about learning to ride the waves of those emotions with grace and coming out on the other side stronger and more self-aware. By developing emotional resilience, we empower ourselves to face life's challenges with courage and poise. Let's embrace this journey together, supporting each other in becoming more emotionally resilient and ultimately living a more fulfilling life. The Stoics, including great minds like Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus, use this concept not to create fear, but to inspire a deeper appreciation for every moment. They believed that by keeping the inevitability of death in mind, we would live more fully, consciously, and with gratitude for the present. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, often reflected on the transience of life, encouraging us to live in a way that's true to our values and to make the most of the time we're given. You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think. He wrote this not to be morose, but as a call to action, a reminder to focus on what truly matters, to let go of petty concerns, and to live with purpose and integrity. Seneca too spoke about the shortness of life, urging us not to waste time on trivialities, but to focus on creating a meaningful existence. He believed that being mindful of death encourages us to live more wisely and to cherish our relationships and experiences. Epictetus emphasized the importance of focusing on the present and making the best use of our time. By remembering that we won't live forever, we're more likely to live ethically and to appreciate the beauty and richness of life. But how can we incorporate memento mori into our own lives without it feeling like a dark cloud over our heads? It starts with shifting our perspective. Instead of seeing the awareness of death as something fearful, we can view it as a powerful motivator to live our lives to the fullest. It's about embracing the present, not postponing our dreams or happiness for some undefined future that's not guaranteed. Think about the things you've been putting off. Maybe it's pursuing a passion, reconnecting with loved ones, or simply taking time to appreciate the small joys of everyday life. Memento mori reminds us not to take our time for granted. It encourages us to live more authentically, to say what we mean, to love openly, and to be present in our lives. This concept also teaches us to appreciate the impermanence of life, which in turn deepens our gratitude for the moments we have. When we remember that our time is limited, we're more likely to cherish our experiences, to live more mindfully, and to express our gratitude for the people and moments that enrich our lives. So let's use memento mori not as a source of fear, but as a catalyst for growth, gratitude, and a deeper appreciation of life. Let it remind us to make choices that align with our deepest values, to cherish our relationships, and to savor the beauty of the present moment. Remembering that we will die one day encourages us to live more fully today. In embracing memento mori, we find a powerful reminder to live, not in fear of death, but in celebration of life. Let's make every moment count, not because we're afraid of its end, but because we're in love with life itself. Let's live in a way that when our time does come, we can look back with no regrets, knowing we lived fully, loved deeply, and appreciated the incredible journey that life is. It's fascinating how such a simple concept can have a profound impact on our lives. It's about shifting our focus to what we have rather than dwelling on what we're missing. This practice can be a real game changer, especially on those days that feel like an uphill battle. The Stoics, wise as they were, had a lot to say about gratitude. They believed that happiness doesn't come from having more, but from appreciating what we already have. Marcus Aurelius often wrote about the importance of focusing on the present and finding joy in the simple things. He said, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love. This is gratitude in its purest form, recognizing the value of life itself and the many gifts it offers us each day." Seneca talked about how our desires can lead us astray, always chasing after more and never finding true satisfaction. He suggested that by focusing on what we have and understanding that the best things in life are already within our grasp, we can find real contentment. Epictetus, known for his practical approach to Stoic philosophy, encouraged his followers to appreciate their current circumstances, whatever they might be. He believed that by accepting and finding value in our present situation, we could live a more fulfilled life. But how do we practice gratitude, especially when life throws curveballs our way? It starts with making it a daily habit. Each morning or evening, take a moment to reflect on three things you're grateful for. It could be as simple as a warm cup of coffee, a conversation with a friend, or the beauty of a sunset. This practice helps to rewire our brains to focus on the positive, boosting our mood and overall outlook on life. Gratitude also means embracing the challenges and finding lessons within them. Instead of asking, "Why is this happening to me?" we can ask, "What can I learn from this?" This shift in perspective can help us appreciate our experiences, both good and bad, as valuable steps on our journey. Moreover, practicing gratitude helps us build stronger connections with others. By expressing appreciation for the people in our lives, we not only brighten their day, but also strengthen our relationships. A simple thank you can go a long way in showing someone that they're valued and loved. Aristotle spoke about the importance of recognizing the good in our lives and striving for a virtuous life. He believed that gratitude was a key part of achieving eudaimonia, or true happiness, as it allows us to appreciate the goodness around us and within ourselves. Even modern psychology supports the benefits of gratitude. Studies have shown that people who practice gratitude regularly experience less anxiety, sleep better, and have a more positive outlook on life. It's like Carl Jung said, "The word happiness would lose its meaning if it were not balanced by sadness." By acknowledging and being grateful for the full spectrum of our experiences, we find a deeper, more authentic form of happiness. So let's make gratitude a cornerstone of our daily lives. Let's celebrate the small victories, cherish the moments of connection, and find joy in the simple pleasures. By focusing on what we have, not what we're missing, we can cultivate a sense of abundance and happiness that shines from within. Remember, it's not happiness that brings us gratitude. It's gratitude that brings us happiness. Let's fill our glasses half full, raise them high, and toast to the beauty of gratitude in our lives. Cheers to finding the silver lining even on the cloudiest of days. The Stoics had a profound understanding of personal excellence. They believed that excellence, or virtue, is the sole good, and that everything we do should aim toward living a virtuous life. Marcus Aurelius, for instance, is a prime example of someone who strived for personal excellence. He once said, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." This simple yet powerful statement encapsulates the essence of personal excellence. It's about embodying the values we admire and striving to live by them every day. Seneca emphasized the importance of self-improvement and learning. He advocated for a life lived in accordance with nature and reason, suggesting that true excellence comes from within and is reflected in our actions and choices. Epictetus highlighted the role of personal responsibility in achieving excellence. He taught that our reactions, our emotions, and our will are within our control, and mastering them is key to living a life of virtue. But what does focusing on personal excellence look like in our day-to-day lives? It starts with setting personal standards based on our values and aspirations, not societal expectations or the achievements of others. It's about knowing who we are, understanding our strengths and weaknesses, and taking consistent steps toward improvement. Personal excellence is also about resilience. is about how we respond to setbacks and failures, not just our successes. As Aristotle said, excellence is never an accident. It is always the result of high intention, sincere effort, and intelligent execution. It represents the wise choice of many alternatives. Choice, choice, not chance, determines your destiny. This means embracing challenges as opportunities to learn and grow rather than seeing them as obstacles. Moreover, focusing on personal excellence involves cultivating a growth mindset, a concept championed by modern psychology. It's the belief that our abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication and hard work. This mindset encourages us to embrace challenges, persist in the face of setbacks, and see effort as a path to mastery. Personal excellence also means living authentically. It's about being true to ourselves and our values, even when it's not easy. It's about making choices that reflect who we are and who we want to be, and taking pride in our journey, including the struggles and the triumphs. Practicing gratitude, as we discussed earlier, ties into personal excellence too, by appreciating what we have and where we are on our journey. We foster a positive outlook that supports our growth and well-being. So let's commit to focusing on personal excellence. Let's set our own standards, embrace our unique paths, and take pride in our progress. Remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about being proud of who we are and how we live. It's about celebrating our efforts, learning from our experiences, and always striving to be the best versions of ourselves. Together, let's make personal excellence not just a goal, but a way of life. In a world saturated with social media, where likes, follows, and comments often dictate our self-worth, it's easy to fall into the trap of valuing ourselves through the lens of others' opinions. But here's a liberating truth. Your worth isn't based on external validation. It's about being true to yourself, embracing your authenticity, and living in alignment with your values. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers we keep turning to for timeless wisdom, had a lot to say about this. They taught that our inner peace and freedom come from focusing on what's within our control. Our actions, our thoughts, our integrity, not the fluctuating opinions of others. Marcus Aurelius wisely stated, "I have often wondered how it is that every man loves himself more than all the rest of men, but yet sets less value on his own opinion of himself than on the opinions of others." This striking observation highlights the paradox many of us live with, valuing others' judgments over our own self-assessment. Seneca echoed this sentiment by emphasizing the importance of living a life true to oneself, not one shaped by the expectations or approval of others. He believed that true contentment comes from within, from living a life that's congruent with our principles and values. Epictetus taught that worrying about others' opinions is outside our control and therefore not worth our energy. He encouraged focusing instead on our own actions and on living virtuously, as that's where our true power lies. So how can we start caring less about what others think and more about being true to ourselves? First, it's about understanding that you are the author of your life story. You have the power to define your worth, not society, not your social media followers, nor the people around you. It's about grounding your self-esteem in who you are, the values you stand for, the kindness you spread, and the effort you put into being your best self. Second, practice self-reflection. Ask yourself, whose life am I living? Am I making choices based on my desires, or am I trying to fit into someone else's mold? Reflecting on these questions can help realign your actions with your true self. Third, embrace vulnerability. Being true to yourself means being open about your flaws and all, understanding that perfection is an illusion. It's okay to be a work in progress, making mistakes and learning from them. This authenticity attracts the right people into your life, those who appreciate the real you. Moreover, remember the words of Aristotle, who spoke about the golden mean, finding balance in life. Applying this to our concern for others' opinions, it's about finding a healthy balance between considering constructive feedback and maintaining our autonomy and self-worth. Incorporating a stoic mindset into our lives means understanding that our worth is determined by our virtues, our actions, and our commitment to living a meaningful life, not by external accolades or approval. It's about building a strong inner fortress that remains unshaken by the fleeting opinions of others. Let's commit to valuing ourselves for who we truly are, not for the likes, follows, or approval we receive. Let's be courageous in our authenticity, living lives that resonate with our deepest truths. Remember, your worth is inherent and unique, and by being true to yourself, you shine your light in the most genuine way possible. Let's not just navigate life, but thrive in it with the confidence that comes from knowing we are living authentically, aligned with our values, and true to ourselves. Here's the thing. Accepting change is not just necessary. It's vital for our growth and happiness. The reality is, the only constant in life is change. Learning to go with the flow and embrace it. Life's inevitable shifts make navigating them less scary and more of an adventure. The Stoics had an incredibly healthy perspective on change. They saw it as a natural part of the universe's rhythm. Marcus Aurelius said, "Accept whatever comes to you, woven in the pattern of your destiny, for what could more aptly fit your needs?" This profound acceptance of change as part of the fabric of life helps us understand that each change, whether we perceive it as good or bad, has its place in our story. Seneca taught that becoming too attached to our current circumstances can lead to disappointment, because inevitably, those circumstances will change. He advised us to be flexible and to understand that change is not just a part of life, but a necessary component of our personal development and happiness. Epictetus encouraged us to distinguish between what we can control and what we can't. He pointed out that while we can't control external events, we can control our attitudes towards them. This mindset is incredibly empowering when it comes to dealing with change. It's about focusing on our responses, finding the opportunities for growth within the change, and moving forward with resilience. But how can we become more accepting of change? First, by acknowledging that change is inevitable. It's the natural order of things. Everything around us is in a constant state of flux. Seasons change, people come and go, and our very selves are renewing themselves as we speak. Embracing change means embracing life itself. Second, by practicing mindfulness. Being present in the moment allows us to appreciate our current experiences without clinging to them. This awareness creates a space for acceptance when those experiences inevitably evolve or come to an end. Third, by seeking the lessons in change. Every shift in our lives, no matter how challenging, comes with opportunities to learn and grow. Instead of asking, "Why is this happening to me?" we can ask, "What can I learn from this?" This shift in perspective can turn the challenges of change into stepping stones for personal development. Aristotle spoke about the importance of pursuing a virtuous life as the key to happiness. Part of virtue is adaptability, the ability to navigate life's changes with grace and wisdom. It's about finding balance and harmony within the flux of life. Modern psychology supports this stoic approach to change. Viewing change as an opportunity rather than a threat can significantly reduce our stress and anxiety levels. It can enhance our resilience, making us better equipped to handle whatever life throws our way. Let's remind ourselves that change is not just something to endure, but to welcome as a natural, enriching part of our journey. By accepting change, we open ourselves to new experiences, growth, and the beautiful unfolding of our unique paths in life. Remember, going with the flow isn't about passivity, it's about actively engaging with life in its full, dynamic complexity. Let's navigate the currents of change with courage, grace, and a heart open to the endless possibilities that change brings. Despite our differences, we're all in this together, navigating the complex journey of life. By fostering an understanding and caring attitude towards others, we contribute to making the world a kinder, more loving place. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who continue to enlighten us with their timeless wisdom, place great importance on the virtues of compassion and empathy. They believed in the interconnectedness of all humans and taught that kindness and understanding towards others are essential aspects of living a virtuous life. Marcus Aurelius, for instance, reminded us that human beings are social creatures by nature, meant to live in harmony and cooperation with one another. He said, "What brings no benefit to the hive brings none to the bee." This beautifully illustrates the idea that our well-being is intrinsically linked to the well-being of others. Seneca emphasized the importance of treating others with kindness and generosity. He argued that compassion is a natural human instinct and that by helping others, we also help ourselves. In his writings, Seneca encourages us to extend our empathy even to those who have wronged us, understanding that they too are acting out of their own struggles and limitations. Epictetus taught that we should strive to understand others' perspectives, recognizing that everyone has their reasons for their actions. This doesn't mean condoning harmful behavior, but rather approaching others with a mindset of empathy, seeking to understand their experiences and viewpoints. But how can we practice compassion and empathy in our daily lives? It starts with listening. Truly listening to the stories, experiences, and feelings of those around us. It's about putting ourselves in their shoes, imagining their struggles, their joys, their fears, and their hopes. This act of understanding can bridge the gap between us, fostering a sense of connection and shared humanity. Another way to cultivate compassion and empathy is through acts of kindness. No matter how small, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, these can all make a significant difference in someone's day. By being present and attentive to others, we signal that they matter, that their feelings and experiences are valid and important. Practicing compassion and empathy also means being there for others in times of need, offering support and understanding without judgment. It's about recognizing the value and dignity of every person, regardless of our differences. The ancient philosopher Aristotle spoke about the importance of friendship and the role of empathy in building strong, meaningful relationships. He believed that true friends not only share in each other's joys, but also in their sorrows, supporting each other with empathy and understanding. Modern psychology supports the Stoic emphasis on compassion and empathy, showing that these virtues not only enhance our relationships, but also our own emotional well-being. By caring for others, we foster a sense of belonging, purpose, and happiness in our own lives. Let's remind ourselves that behind every face is a story, behind every action is a reason, and that by understanding and caring for each other, we make the world a kinder, gentler place. In doing so, we not only enrich the lives of those around us, but also find deeper fulfillment and joy in our own lives. Together, let's spread kindness like confetti, creating ripples of compassion that transform the world, one act of empathy at a time. Reflecting and reviewing regularly. This is about taking a pause, a real, meaningful pause, to look back on our actions, our thoughts, and the paths we've tread. It's about growth, introspection, and aligning our lives with our deepest values. In a world that's always rushing forward, this practice is our anchor, ensuring we're not just being swept away, but are sailing in the direction that's true to us. The Stoics, with their profound insights into human nature, placed immense value on the practice of reflection. Marcus Aurelius, in his personal writings, which we now treasure as meditations, offered a model of this practice. He didn't just rule an empire. He took the time to examine his life, his decisions, and his moral compass through writing. He saw this reflection as essential to living a life of virtue and purpose. The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts, he wrote, reminding us that our internal dialogue shapes our external reality. Seneca recommended regular self-assessment as a way to foster self-improvement and wisdom. He likened life to a play, suggesting that we periodically review our roles and performances. Are we acting in harmony with the character we wish to embody? Are our actions reflective of the script we value, the script of our lives? Epictetus encouraged his students to end each day with a review of their actions and attitudes. This wasn't about self-criticism, but about self-awareness and growth. He urged us to ask ourselves, what did I do well? What did I do wrong? What duties were left undone? Through such questions, we can steer our lives more consciously, making adjustments that bring us closer to our ideals. But how do we incorporate this Stoic practice of reflection and review into our modern lives? First, by making it a habit. Dedicate a few minutes each day, perhaps before bedtime, to reflect on your day. What were your victories? Where did you face challenges, and how did you respond? This practice can start as a mental exercise, but writing it down can enhance its benefits, giving you a tangible record of your journey. Second, use reflection as a tool for gratitude. In reviewing your day, also take note of the moments, no matter how small, that brought you joy or gratitude. This balances our natural tendency to focus on the negative, cultivating a more positive outlook on life. Third, approach this practice with kindness and compassion towards yourself. Reflection is not about berating yourself for mistakes, but about recognizing them as opportunities for learning and growth. Be as understanding and supportive to yourself as you would be to a dear friend. Aristotle spoke about the importance of living a reflective life. He believed that true wisdom comes from understanding ourselves, our actions, and our place in the world. This reflection is the essence of living an examined life, one that's in accordance with virtue and excellence. In modern psychology, the benefits of regular reflection are well documented, showing improvements in mental health, clarity of purpose, and personal growth. Reflecting on our experiences helps us process emotions, learn from our actions, and make more informed decisions moving forward. Let's commit to this practice of reflecting and reviewing regularly. Let it be our guidepost, ensuring that we're not just passively experiencing life, but actively shaping it according to our values. By taking the time to look back, we gain the insight needed to move forward, more aligned, more aware, and more in tune with the essence of who we are and who we aspire to be. Let's cherish this journey of introspection, for it is in knowing ourselves that we find a path to true fulfillment and joy. Each of these lessons from Stoicism isn't just ancient wisdom. They are life hacks that can help us deal with stress, make better decisions, and find peace in chaos. Remember, it's not the challenges along the way that define us, but the strength we find in facing them, the wisdom we gather, and the compassion we share. Each step, each reflection, each act of kindness is a brushstroke in the masterpiece that is your life. So let's not just exist, let's live vibrantly, purposefully, authentically. As we part ways today, I encourage you not to let the inspiration end here. On the screen, you'll find a playlist that's a treasure trove of wisdom, stories, and strategies to help you navigate life's twists and turns with grace and resilience. Click on it, dive deeper, and continue to sculpt the most authentic version of yourself. Together, let's keep growing, keep reflecting, and keep embracing the beautiful complexity of life. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Until we meet again, remember to live, not just for the applause, but for the cause of being your most genuine self. Take care, and see you on the next step of our journey.